Hey, thanks for holding. This is Gail. Hi, Terry.
Hello.
How are you today?
All right.
Good. So I understand you and Serge were talking about the first page listing that we're filling out today on Google.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So it sounds like you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
Well, and looks like no sign of stopping.
Huh. Probably not.
Now, I want to ask you, though, I noticed a discrepancy. I think Serge had noted you've been in business 4 years, but it sounds like that might be wrong. Did you just recently officially start your business?
No, I've had businesses before, but it's all been in the same field. I got 40 years experience.
Okay, gotcha. Wow. And now, so what are you focusing on as far as services? I mean, it kind of looks like you might actually fall under general contractor as an overall category.
No, I don't want to do any room additions or anything like that anymore.
Okay, so remodels
are over. You know, things like kitchens, bathrooms, custom carpentry work, built-ins, things like that.
Oh, perfect. Okay. There's got to be a high demand for that these days. The last I knew, cabinet manufacturers were so far behind. Does that still the case?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. And I'm sure with as much experience as you have, yours look better though anyway. And they'll still be here in 100 years from now where those cheapies that come out of Home Depot won't be there anymore. They'll be in a crumbled heap on the floor. So, Terry, what I'll do, I'll walk you through how everything works. Answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing this afternoon. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So was just looking to see what you had so far for online presence. And Serge had noted that you don't have a website just yet.
Well, I told him, I've loaned the house. And I got a website on their page, you know.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So that just... So you're aware that's actually just it's just a page on their advertising website. So it's not a right. Okay, you knew that then. Now I was looking. I didn't find a Google business profile for you yet. Is that something that you've perhaps filed for?
What's that?
Your Google business profile.
No, I haven't found it for anything.
Okay, no problem. That's something that we can get going for you. And we don't charge for that, neither does Google. So one of the first things that we'll do is we'll close the Carlisle area for your category. So remodeling, cabinetry, built-in furniture. And we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So that's very strict Google rules that we have to follow as a Google Premier Channel partner. We are only allowed to work with one company who offers the same services within any given 50-mile radius. So what that'll mean for you, Terry, is we'll never work with or promote any of your competitors into that first page position. And then we do all of the programming that's necessary so that anytime anyone is searching for your services, for example, bathroom remodel or kitchen remodel, home remodeling, looks like you do tile work too, we'll use all of those services that you offer as keywords so that you do come up right in the map when they search for those services. And then they're able to just click and call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls at all. They all go directly to you. And we don't charge for them. Clicks, leads, calls are all unlimited. And there are no restrictions or requirements within that 50-mile radius or, well, anything else as to how far you can or can't travel or how many jobs you have to take or don't take. And then those calls and leads are unlimited. Now, I noticed you had a listing out here, and maybe it's an old one. Correct me if it is. I see it, Home Advisor, or maybe it was an Angie's link. Are you active on there?
Yeah.
And how do you like it?
I'm not liking it a whole lot.
Okay. Tell me what's going on.
Well, I'm just not real satisfied with the way it operates.
Gotcha. Is it anything to do with five dogs paying for dinner and when you get there, there's a cage and one bone?
Yeah.
I'm about sum it up. Yeah. Okay. I hear that a lot. Unfortunately, it's one of those, I don't know. It's a poor business practice, if you ask me. I actually retired out of construction last year. So I had same thing happened to my company with that same company that you're having issues with. Now, are you on just the pay per lead, or have they got you roped into a monthly paid contract, or?
No, I think it's a yearly membership.
Okay, good. Good. The reason I say good, I heard that they're getting people in with anywhere from $300 to $600 contracts a month and then still having to pay for leads on top of it. Oh, thank God. Good. Okay. All right. Well, you know, Terry, I think you're really going to like the first page of Google. One, those leads aren't shared out to your competitors. They go directly to you. And then clicks and calls are unlimited. You're not paying per lead. So does that sounds to me like that's a little bit better way to grow your business some more.
Yeah, the phone rings.
I'm sorry.
I said, yeah, if the phone rings.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, I've seen it firsthand enough times that I know that it does. And it actually, it did for my company before I retired from it. So let me, being that you are such a good fit, now, is Custom Home Creations a relatively new company within the last 5 years or so?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Awesome. So that's going to give me a little bit of flexibility. So Surge had requested some credits be applied to your account for new in business, and that's why I was kind of stumbling up at first because you noted how long you've been at this. So that'll let me play with a couple of different codes on this end to see which will get you the better price. So pricing is on a flat monthly rate. Never anything more. We don't even add taxes onto it, but there are no click fees or call fees or lead fees, no job fees, nothing of the sort. Excuse me. I had a tickle in my throat. And then we operate on a month-to-month basis, meaning to say we don't lock you into a contract. We really just don't believe in it. We feel if we're doing our job, then we don't need to lock you into a lengthy contract. I hope month to month is all right with you.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So let's see what we've got for pricing here for you for Kentucky, and then I'm going to apply some credits to it. And then, so I've got two different ones I could use, either legacy business being 10 years and over, or a new in business being 5 years and under. So I'm going to put both of them in here and see which one gives us the best. Okay. Oh, good. Okay, so it took quite a bit off for you. I actually ended up using the new in business, which worked out perfectly. So that actually brings you down to $199 a month, which is down from $499 a month. And then it brought your setup fee down to $99, and that's down from $299. And then, so the $99 is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then the $199 is your flat rate on the monthly basis with unlimited calls and leads. And my system is also telling me that you're eligible for us to build you a website at no cost. So we would see what its terms are here. So it looks like we'll actually build, host, and maintain for you. No additional cost. And you're also eligible for free review monitoring. So we'll watch your Google reviews. And if you ever do get a negative review on Google, we'll alert you and be able to give you some help in getting those changed to a better review or taken down. Now, how much business would you say you could take in right now, Terry? A little or a lot?
Well, you know, I'm in the last phase here, and you know, like I said, I don't build room additions no more, and I don't mess with a bunch of, you know, subcontractors. I've been there and done that.
Sure, I hear you.
I'm kind of like, you know, semi-retired, but I like to keep enough work to keep me going, you know.
Right,
and
you bet.
That's why I do, you know, bathrooms and kitchens and custom carpentry, you know. But far as anything major, like finishing off a basement where you got to have four or five more subcontractors in there, or building a room addition or stuff like that, I just don't even mess with it no more.
Gotcha. Don't blame you.
Don't like the headaches that come with it, you know.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Oh my gosh.
I've been there and done that.
Yeah, I hear you. I know.
I just kind of want, you know, jobs that, you know, if I do a bathroom, I mean, I can bring a plumber in or electrician, but, you know, that's a, or call a shower glass guy, door guy or something. But, you know, I don't want to get carried into a bunch of, you know, heavy duty remodeling where I got to bring in 15, 16 different subcontractors, you know.
Yeah. They get to be a pain in the butt, don't they? Half of them don't ever show up.
So what it amounts to is, because a couple of leads come have called me, and how many leads can you do a week? Like 10 or 12? And I'm going, no, man. I mean, if I landed a bathroom job tomorrow, I'm going to be on that thing at least 3 weeks.
Right.
Or possibly four a month.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
I just got to walk in, shower, and everything. And
yeah,
I said,
you got a lot of finish work.
While I'm on that, I don't need any leads, you know. I might take one or two just to keep the schedule going, but I don't want to be bombed over with a bunch of leads and I'm paying for them when I can't even get to the work, you know.
Right.
So, you know, so, I just want enough to keep me going.
Okay. Well, so what we can do then is we can key in on the kitchen and bathroom remodels and custom cabinetry aspects. Now, your custom cabinetry, do you typically build off-site or on-site? Just curious.
No, I got a shop.
Nice. Very nice. Okay. That's probably about... Would it be fair to say you would prefer custom cabinetry and things that you can do in your shop as opposed to bathrooms and kitchen remodels even? I mean, where you'd have to go off-site.
Not really, because, you know, there's so many people can buy cabinets a lot cheaper than what you can build them for.
Well, you know, yeah, because, but they're not as good.
You know, well, I know that, but they're looking at the money wise, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a hell of a lot of labor in it. You know. So.
There is. Building those boxes is not, I know, my husband's a carpenter. I don't even profess to try.
Well, the boxes is the easy part. The box is the easy part. When you start doing drawers and all that kind of stuff, it starts getting time consuming.
It does. It does. I know. I've watched some of his projects. He's done a bunch of furniture in the house, like giant entertainment center made out of cherry wood, of all things. But
I like doing stuff like that. You know, like I built a guy a bar, And then somebody else, you know, they got a big great room with a cathedral ceiling, and they got a fireplace stuck right in the middle of it with a tube of tin for a so-called mantle board. And I go in there, you know, and build a full-fledged mantle that's got legs on it and everything.
Oh.
And then I'll dock connect each side with cabinets and bookcases, you know.
Terry, do you have pictures of your work, I would assume?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a lot of pictures.
So, you know, what we can do then, I mean, we can just key in on the remodeling aspect and the custom cabinetry. And if you've got photos, we'll get those on your Google business profile and on your website for you. And, you know, you'd be able to pick through the jobs that you take. And anymore, I mean, I don't know, when I was in construction, it was kind of taboo to book anything out past about 2 months. But you guys are in such high demand these days, there just aren't enough of you to go around. I'm talking to guys who are booking out 9 and 12 months. That's when they're getting to somebody's remodel.
I don't like doing that.
Don't like to book out that far?
A lot of things can happen between now and then, you know.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's almost kind of useless to do it because there's too many variables and too much can happen. That in the end, it would mean nothing, you know.
As we've noticed with the price of things the last couple years. For sure. All right. Well, Terry, does this sound like something that would help you out, help you grow your business without going absolutely crazy?
So nobody really knows, like, how many calls you get off of this, right?
No, I don't. What I can pull up, though, let me see how many searches have been done. So I'm going to just pull both types of remodels, bathroom, kitchen, and then any custom cabinet searches. So it looks like in the last 30 days, and I just ran a modest 25-mile radius around Carlisle, looks like, I've got to add a couple of columns. It looks like about 392 searches in the last 30 days. So not an earth-shattering number. And something else that we do know just statistically, these days it's been a strange buying shift. Most people, when they're searching for a product or a service on Google, there's a map that comes up. You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
Yep, I figured you had. So most people anymore start and stop looking right at the map section. So in other words, they're choosing one of the companies in the map. And so that's, you know, 90% of them choose from there, somebody to call. Now, of course, you may get a call for something you don't do or don't want to do. You're free to give those leads to one of your friends or another company that you work with. That's up to you, or decline them. But you don't pay for them either way, whether they're keepers or tossers. You don't pay for them. Clicks and calls are unlimited.
Well, let me ask you this, because I'm kind of like out in the country, and
sure.
I want to scare some customer off because thinking that, you know, I got to drive 35 miles to town versus them calling somebody that's got a business right down the street, you know. So do I have to be on, does my physical location have to be on that map? Or can it be changed from what it really is? Because I do 90% of my work or 95% of my work in Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay.
You know, it's a population. I used to live there. I mean, I'm from there, but I just moved out in the country, you know. But I'm still 35 miles or so from it, and takes me about an hour to get there. I'm kind of thinking that sometimes these people think, well, just because you're located there, that's like, no, let's get somebody local, you know, or something, you know. But
gotcha.
Really, you know, when it's all said and done, I mean, I can get to Lexington as quick as you can get from one end of Lexington to the other. So, you know, don't really matter.
Oh, right.
But I'm just,
yeah.
But I'm just saying, in some people's eyes, you know, I feel like I could lose some calls just because of that.
So, excellent question. The only way that we would be able to move location, so in other words, not use Carlisle, is if you had like a rented space of some kind that you used in Lexington, a shop or a garage or, gosh, well, a storefront, that would be kind of silly. It can't be like a mailboxes, et cetera. I don't even know if they exist anymore. UPS store, post office box style. It would have to be an actual location. Do you happen to rent from a garage space from a friend at all for storage?
No. I got all my own space here.
Gotcha. The only other way that we'd be able to reach Lexington would be by doing either Facebook ads. Oh, let me check something here. There is a Google program that you might be eligible for. Let me check it quick, Terry. See what it turns up. It's called Google Guaranteed. And I'm just searching it now. It's a relatively new Google program. And it's unfortunately not available everywhere or for every service category. And it's not there for remodeler. Let's see if it's under custom anything. Well, that's odd. They've got countertop pro, but they don't have even general contractor. They've got carpenter as a category. Let's just for giggles, let's see what carpenter gets us. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I used Carlisle's zip. Let me try Lexington. That was silly of me. Okay. Just going to grab one. 40506 looks like a good enough one for me. It says it's Lexington. Let's see if that gives us some more categories for you. Something that might actually fit you better. Nope, unfortunately. Okay. The closest that we'd be able to get to is carpenter. And that really doesn't quite fully say what you do.
If you had that and somebody typed in a bathroom, it wouldn't come up.
It probably wouldn't, because it's going to be keying in on the category of strictly carpenter. So, that rules out Google Guaranteed. What we could do, let me look. You know, for another $50 a month, it'd be $249. We could do Facebook ads for you. You wouldn't need to even, I mean, if you're not a Facebooker, no worries. Most of my clients aren't. In fact, I don't go on there except for work. I just never got into that. Call me crazy. No, not part of that generation.
Well, I really don't like Facebook ads because there's a lot of scams on there with advertisement, you know.
How do you mean?
I mean, there was a big advertising company that a mail order place that sold men's clothes, and it had all kinds of pictures of their shirts and suits and stuff, and some of them were really nice looking. So I jumped on there and ordered one, and as soon as I did, my bank notified me as a scam alert.
Gotcha.
And so then I canceled it, and then I'm waiting on a new card to come in anyway so they wouldn't charge my account.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's just one example. So there's, sure. You know, the place was over in the UK, you know, and so, it's like this, you know, with Facebook ads, if somebody come over there selling, you know, somebody's advertising selling tires, it's like, you know, I don't even want to click on it. If I want tires, I'm going to Google it, and then tire stores are going to come up on it, you know.
Right.
I'm not a fan of Facebook ads at all. I don't even want to be on Facebook.
Okay.
There's too many scammers on there and with advertisements, and I just don't even want to be on Facebook. I mean,
okay.
I'd rather be on just Google, you know.
Right. So the other thing then that we could do, now it gets incrementally more expensive. The other thing that we could do is Google Ads. Now those are, they go in $300 per month blocks. So
I don't want to get into that kind of money because I'm working by myself. And, you know, if you had 20 people working for you and you're making $50 off each one a week, well, you could understand that. But one man can only make so much, and I can't have all my income going out for ads, and then I wind up working for free, you know?
Yeah, no, I think
I'd keep it as cheap as possible.
Yeah, and I agree. I wouldn't recommend the Google Ads for you, just one, because of the expense, but two, it would be more work than what it sounds like you're after. So definitely, I mean, I think the better spot for you is the first page of Google. Unfortunately, though, the Carlisle area, the folks searching for you from Lexington aren't going to be able to find you. You won't come up. So.
Well, that would be useless to even get then.
Unless you had a location.
Because Carlisle, I mean, Carlisle is, so you got to have a Lexington location for you. And then when the map comes up, is it going to point to that location where it's physically at?
Excellent question. So if you were using a residential address in Lexington, we would simply omit that actual street address. So it'll show up as a pin in the map on Google in the neighborhood, but not close enough where anyone could ever figure out where that exact house was.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a possibility that I could use my son's address. He lives in an apartment.
Well, that works. That works.
You know, because
so that's doable.
It would be me if I only popped up in Carlisle. I would get no responses at all. You know, because
it's
a little country town that's just full of people on. SSI and sure. Shit like that, you know. So, mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't get any kind of response. Like I said, you know, 95% of my work is in Lexington.
Sure,
so,
sure.
But when you do a Google thing like that, they don't, it has to be that particular town. They don't do a radius around it.
There is a radius. It's usually 10 to 15 miles, and it's based on the location of whomever is performing the search. So if they happen to be sitting at a coffee shop within that 10 to 15 mile radius, then you would come up. But yeah, otherwise, so if you did Carlisle and somebody searched from Lexington, it would, your Carlisle radius would still only be that 10 to 15 miles, so it wouldn't quite reach, if that makes sense.
Yeah. But, I think Georgetown's only about 12, 13 miles. That's another town. It's a small town, but it's got a lot of money in it because they got a big Toyota manufacturing plant over there. They make all the Camrys in the whole United States, you know. So it's a small town, but everybody over there's got good jobs, you know.
It's probably a
population of, you know, 25,000 or something. But, it's only about 12 miles from Lexington. Now that would pop up, wouldn't it, if somebody lived in Georgetown.
It should, yeah. Now, do you have a location in Georgetown that you'd be able to use?
No, I'm just saying that I have done, you know, work over there too. Like I said, I do 95% of my work in Lexington and maybe the other 5% in Georgetown.
Okay. And how far is Georgetown from Lexington?
About 12 miles.
Then it should catch Georgetown, sure.
So if somebody that's living in Georgetown and they were sitting in their living room and they Googled bathroom remodelers, I'd pop up.
Yes, you should. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. So I think they're like 12, 13 miles away, you know.
Right. Okay. That's doable.
So how many other people pop up on the first page of Google with other companies?
I might be the only one
with you guys, but there's going to be a ton of others that's with other people, right?
Well, that would be what you'd think would happen, so the company I work for, Local Splash, we're Google Premier Channel Partners, which means we've got closer ties with Google, as close as any partner can be. It's the highest partnership level that a company can achieve. There are lots and lots of companies out there that try to do what we do, but without that Google partnership behind them to get the additional information from Google to know how to do that programming. And I had this happen when I was in construction. I owned a remodeling company. I live in Colorado. And I went through three different companies, and I actually, one of them I was with for 6 months, and I was paying him $1,900 a month, and I never got on the first page. So I tried another one, and I don't know, they were $1,500 or some stupid number a month. We got 3 months in with them, and I went, that's enough. No results, no phone calls that whole time. 6 months, $1,900 a month, no phone calls. And so what I'm getting at is without those contacts with Google, the timeline for them ever getting to the first page is 6 months to never. Realistically, most companies, especially small companies like yours that hook up with one of the fakes, like the ones that took me for a ride, you and I, we're very similar in that we either get exhausted financially at 6 months in at $1,900 a month doesn't work, or just patience. I found my patience would run out usually sooner. So, your competitors could go higher, a company, quote, like ours, but the chances of them actually achieving first page results are very, very slim, unless it's another Google partner.
There's going to be more than me on the first page. I know better than that, you know.
Yes. So the programming that we do gets you positioned right in the map section at the top of the page. Well, so very, very top of the page, and I'm just looking at bathroom remodel for Carlisle. Right under that, there are quite a few paid, the Google ads. Those are the $300 blocks a month, and they're paid per click. So, for example, Powell and Son bathroom remodels comes up. Oh, I see. Okay. they've got a pay-per-click campaign running. Every time someone clicks on that ad, it's about $10. And it's not necessarily going to be somebody, it might be somebody kicking tires. So there's, four of them that come up. It actually caught a Lexington, Rebath Lexington. So they're paying for ads to sit at the top. Most people that are searching on Google recognize those as paid ads, and they typically don't want a lot to do with them. So they skip down to the businesses listed in the map. And the map is where we're going to program you.
See, I wouldn't have known that if I was Googling something that the top ones were paying for ads.
So what you need to look at, if you're Googling something, if you see the word AD in front of the link on that on the top section, those are paid ads. Yep, they are, mm-hmm. And they get charged for every single one, even if it's a lead that's just kicking tires, or even if it's a competitor, they still typically get charged for each of those clicks. So yeah,
does it show me, even though somebody don't call, does it show me how many people's visited?
How many people have visited? You mean clicked on those ads or?
Well, mine. I mean, if they Google bathroom remodeling and I pop up there. But they don't call me. Does it show how many hits I get on my site?
Actually,
how many people?
Yep. Yes, actually. So one of the things that we'll set up for you, you'll have a dashboard. You can log into our system anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, and then you can use that information, you know, to tell us to make a shift in keywords or make a shift in, if you want to move locations. But yeah, so you'll have a reporting dashboard where you'll be able to see all of that information. We want you to see that. We want you to know that your money is being well spent or not.
Well, it won't be well spent until I get phone calls.
Right, exactly.
And closing jobs, so they can view it all they want to, but the end result is phone calls and closing deals, you know.
I agree. I don't know. So I think you'd look good sitting there, Terry. I think you'd look good sitting in that mount. I really do.
So what do you do first?
I close the listing, and then I have to gather some information from you. Part of my job is to make sure that we've got everything 100% accurate, no errors, company name, spelling, I's dotted, T's crossed, and then we'll set up, it's called our onboarding call. So I'll call you, we'll figure out a time that works for you. I'll call you for the onboarding call. And we'll work with your technician, and you can tell them what you want on your website, what you don't want on it, things like that. So for today, we'll close the listing. We'll collect payment for the first month and then the 99 setup fee. And then we'll set your onboarding call and gather information. Should we go ahead and get you set up, Terry?
How much is that going to cost?
So it'd be $298. That would be your first month and then the 99 setup.
That's $298 altogether?
Correct. And then nothing due until December 18th, and then it'd just be that flat $199, and that's on a month-to-month basis.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. Well, I need to speak with my son about making sure it's going to be okay to use his address.
Okay.
Because I don't want to do anything without you know, his consent.
Sure. So what we could do, let me see. Do you, knowing that the physical, I mean, the exact address isn't going to be published anywhere, do you think he'd have a problem with it?
Well, I don't know. That's what I said. I'd like to talk to him about it.
So just so you're aware, the only thing that's going to go there is one little postcard from Google, and then it'll have a verification number on it that we'll need, and we'll send that verification code into Google, and that's all it is. There's never anything else mailed there. Nothing. It's just that one time. No. So be a postcard.
No addresses or anything.
Nope, nothing. No addresses published online.
I just got to give you an address.
Right. So I would need an address. We have to submit that address to Google so that they can send the postcard there. But we send it with strict instructions to not publish it. And they're always fine with that. Google doesn't want anyone's customers driving to their house if they don't want them there. So they're very, very accommodating, leaving the address off. Never a problem.
Yeah. Well, okay, but, I mean, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't mind, but I still like to ask him, you know. I don't want to do something without his consent.
Got you. Would you be able to reach him now by phone?
Well, he's working. I mean, okay. he's a chef.
Oh gosh, gotcha. Okay. The only reason
as long as somebody's ordering food, he's working, you know.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, he's probably getting ready for dinner rush too, I would think. So the only reason I asked, Terry, it is an exclusive listing. So what happens is our listings open in their, well, we learn about open listings in the morning, and then we have a 1-day window to fill them. And during that 1-day window, they allow us the discounts. But if it's outside of that 1-day window, we lose all of the discounts and it goes back to retail. So what happens here on our switchboard is, well, we're connected because Serge had said he found a matching company for the listing. It actually paused the team that was dialing the area, pre-screening companies. So when we disconnect, they'll start dialing again. I just don't want you to miss the listing if it is something that you want.
Yeah. So if I gave you my number and hold it and something happened and he didn't want me to do it, would I be reimbursed?
Yes. So there actually is, I mean, I'd obviously hate to have that happen, but yes, if it's within 3 business days, it's refunded automatically if you want to cancel. And if it's outside of that, you can still ask for your money back on it. So yeah, you can cancel if he won't let you.
Well, I mean, you know, when you go buy a used car, you got 3 days that you can cancel the deal. You know, if you bought a used car, by law, you know,
yeah,
if you bought a used car and you drove it home, but all of a sudden something's wrong with it, that they didn't tell you, you know, by law, they have to give you the money back.
Did you know they're even doing that with houses now?
Yeah.
Scary, isn't it? That's scary. But, yeah, yep, definitely.
So when do you go about...
excuse me, what was that, Terry?
Doing the website.
So that'll be us. We do that in-house. And then, of course, you get to tell us what you want on there and what you don't. And obviously we'll want your photos. And people like to see photos of your work. befores, afters, finished products. They love to see that.
Yeah. Well, let's, I guess we could get started then.
Okay, let's go ahead and get you set up. I'm going to close this listing, and then I'm going to gather some info from you. And I'll tell you what, let me look at my time here. So our phone system is squirrely. It assumes that no one could possibly talk for an entire hour. So at the 60-minute mark, it kicks us off. So we've got about 50, can you believe we've been talking for 45 minutes already? but we've got about 15 minutes until she's going to kick us off. So let's get as much info as we can so that I can hold your listing. And then when we get closer to that 60 minutes, we'll hang up and then I'll dial you right back. But then we know we've got your listing secured first.
Okay.
Is Terry short perhaps for Terrence?
No.
No, just Terry. T-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your last name, please, Terry?
Hackworth.
H-A-N-K-W-O-R-T-H.
H-A-C-K.
Ah.
H-A-C-K-W-O-R-T-H.
If I could type, my goodness. There we go. What's a good email address for you, Terry?
TRRY@gmail.com.
That's an interesting one. I mean, I get it's part of your first name and part of your last. TRRY@gmail.com.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. I'm going to send you two emails and one is for your information, the other is for your files. Yes, my email would load. There we go. So the first one is information on the dashboard area that I mentioned to you. So I'm sending that one first. And then the next one, I've got to adjust with your credits. It is a stock email and it comes through as full retail, so I have to adjust it with your credits in there. But I'm going to send you the exact price and package that you're getting. I want you to have that in writing for your records. And then that one is on its way. And then I'm going to check off a couple things on my list here. So, Terry, I am the lead on your account and will remain as such. So if you ever have questions or problems, need help with anything, you can always reach out to me. Let's see. Got to be sure to watch my time.
Who do you work for?
The company is Local Splash, and that's our parent company is Relevant Ads. So I've got two email addresses. They all go to the same inbox, but it'll either come from G Buskey at Local Splash, or it'll come from G Buskey at Relevant Ads. I think it chooses whichever service or email server is ready to go at the moment is how it chooses. Did those emails get there? They made it. Did they make it, Terry?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then, so for services, I'm listing bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, custom cabinetry, any other services you'd like to offer, or list, I should say.
Custom carpentry, would that be like, can you put on there like built-ins?
I can do that.
Yeah.
Built in. You got it.
And tile. Tile job.
Oh. You like tile work, do you?
Well, not really, but it pays bills.
Oh, it does. It definitely does that. You're not kidding. I like tile work, but I wouldn't be able to do it. I just wouldn't have the patience. I think I'm sometimes when it comes to stuff with my hands that I get the attention span of a gnat, I think, some days. But I can spot other people's good work, and I can definitely critique it. I had a guy rip out an entire shower full of tile that he'd just laid. He was a sub, and I guess he was an employee. And he's like, I walked in, the grout lines were crooked. And it was my job, my client. And I wasn't going to leave until it was right. He freaked out because of all the added expense. I said, yeah, I know I'm going to lose my ass on the job, thanks, but you're going to redo it. Okay, let's see. And I'm just doing some more fill-ins on my end here. Oops. And then they'll also discuss with you what you want for your domain, so for your .com name. And then, Terry, I'm going to send you a couple, actually three text messages. So the first one, so you can put me in your phone. Let me update this quick. Is my direct contact information. And then the second one that I'm going to send is our customer service line. That's actually where you'll reach your technician if and when you need to talk with them. And then the third one is a link if you care to go look at it. It's just informational and it's on how the tracking works, how we can track the clicks and calls that go to you. And then that one's on the way. And Terry, we've got about 7 minutes before the rude gal is the automated voice will come on and tell us we were kicked off. So if you don't mind, this would be a good point for us if we just hang up and then I'll dial you right back. I've got your listing secured, okay. So we're okay there. All right.
Okay.
I will I'll dial you right back, hon. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.